Oh, that's better. Good morning, everybody. I hope you can hear me okay now. If you have a face mask nearby or somewhere at home, please could I ask you to go and find it? You will need it in a moment or two, in a few minutes' time. And whilst people are finding their face masks, just a quick plug for the Nativity service, which is happening on the 20th of December. In the pastoral letter that went out on Friday, there was some information about this. And if you have any children of school age in your home who would like to be involved in the Nativity service, please read the pastoral letter and respond accordingly to what it says. The title for the message this morning is a bit similar to the Karate Kid, you know, wax on, wax off. Well, I had that on backwards, I think. Today it's mask on, mask off. Thank you if you found your face masks. I will let you know when you need them. Don't worry, you won't need to put them on. Most of us will be used to wearing masks right now, and although I understand the science behind it, I still don't like the fact that, you know, we have to wear these masks. The first time I wore one, I actually felt like I didn't have a voice or even a face. I don't know if that sounds strange to anybody, but it's true. Wearing one does not come, it's not a natural feeling, shall I say, but we need them in order to help keep one another safe at this time. So that really is the mask on part of the message. And there will be a prayer about face masks later that was in the pastoral letter, but I thought it would be good to say together. But what about the mask off part? That's where most of this message is going. I reckon most of us wear masks far too often. So much so, we probably don't realise we're doing it. I'm not talking about face masks here, but the masks that we wear when we pretend all is well. How often do we do that? What I see in Genesis 3 is a God of love who cares about the fact that the people he loves are choosing to mask themselves. They're trying to hide from him. They're trying to cover up where they're at. They're trying to cover up what they've done, really, as well as their nakedness. So they're masking themselves. And there are some interesting questions in Genesis 3. One of them is the first question recorded in Scripture, and it comes from Satan in verse 1, and it is laced with deceit. He says, "Did God really say you must not eat of any tree in the garden?" He was trying to trick Eve and Adam to entice them into disobeying God. And when they did, things didn't go well at all for them. Read the rest of the Bible from there to find out the path that humankind have headed down ever since and how we so desperately need a saviour. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Satan asks a question that leads to sin and humankind falling away from God. From there, Adam and Eve very quickly put their masks on, trying to cover up their nakedness, trying to hide from God, trying to hide from God himself when, you know, we can't do that. God knows where we are. But I would say that if you, like Adam and Eve, are feeling ashamed or guilty for things you've done wrong, do go in prayer to the foot of the cross today. The promises in the Bible are true. Jesus has broken the power of sin and death. There is a new start for everyone who puts their trust in him. Go to Jesus today. Let me say a really short prayer for you right now if you are struggling with shame or guilt. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the power of the cross. Thank you that all who trust in you are saved from the power and penalty of sin, which has been paid by Jesus in his sinless sacrifice for us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit at work in our lives, the sign of adoption, the sign that we are adopted into your family. For all who need it, Lord, please grant us a fresh assurance of your Holy Spirit's work in our lives today. Lord, where we've sinned, may we be sorry, but may you please then help us move on. Thank you that guilt and shame are not from you and have no place in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like to indeed pray with someone about these things, please do. It sometimes helps to do that. I'm really encouraging people at the moment, especially as we're in this new lockdown, to pick up the phone, connect with someone on Zoom, write a letter, go for a walk with that one person you're allowed to do it with that day. Pray together. Pray together. Let's be family to one another at this time. So the first question in the Bible is from Satan, and it's a deceitful question. The first question from God comes in verse 9, when he says, "Where are you?" And this is a discipleship question. It's a helpful one to ask ourselves and each other. I heard of a t-shirt that said, January, February, lockdown, December. It's not been an easy year, has it? And there's still a month of it left. How are you doing? How are you really? When Adam was asked where he was or how he was, you know, he wasn't from Yorkshire. He didn't just pretend he was fine. And God asked him some follow-up questions too that helped him and Eve realise where they were at. God looks on the heart. He knows where we're at. We've got to stop pretending with him, primarily, but also with the people he's put in our lives. I think we wear masks far too often. Not face masks, the invisible masks, that I'm fine, how are you? I think we do it far too much. In church life, we're terrible at it. We're terrible at being authentic at times. But also on social media, these people who post about their perfect lives, how everything's funny and wonderful, they don't tend to show the frustrations they have, their addictions. They don't tend to talk about how their mental health is suffering unless it's a plea for help. Or the temper tantrums in their homes, how their relationships are breaking down, how they're struggling financially. No good can come from pretending all is well when it's not. We all need to unmask with appropriate people that God may meet with us, that we may receive the help that we need. How are you really doing in your own soul? How are you really doing at the core of who you are in your walk with Jesus? Do you have one? Where are you walking with him? Perhaps you feel like you're walking backwards or standing still. Let's talk. Please contact me if you would like to have some of these conversations or learn how to have them with appropriate people. We really do need to be real with one another. We really do need to be looking out for one another. That goes beyond, how are you doing? I'm fine, thanks, how are you? All right then, I'll move on to the next person. Things went very badly wrong for Adam and Eve, and all of us are affected by the broken and sinful world that we are born into. But one thing that really comes up in the interview from today, it's a bit late, it was meant to be part of the Frontline series, but one thing that really comes up for me in that is that we need to be authentic on our front lines. Inviting someone to live in your home, you can't pretend all the time that you're something you're not, but you can model a life that chooses to follow Jesus, come whatever may happen. And we really do need to be authentic with the people God puts in our lives. Otherwise, we can't be effective on our front lines. And when we do show people appropriately how we really are, that's actually an invitation for God's power, God's kingdom purposes to come into our situations. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul? "Therefore, I will boast about my weaknesses, so Christ's power may rest on me. The sooner we realise we are not God, the sooner we stop pretending that we are like him, for those who do, the more free we will be to follow him, the greater the opportunities for his power to rest on us and to work in our lives in ways that will blow our minds. So, mask on. Let's stay safe and keep others safe. Mask off. Let's be real for the glory of God. He already knows where we are, so let's stop pretending. But please do hold your face mask or look at it if you've got it near you. We're going to use a face mask prayer that went in the pastoral letter on Friday. If, like me, you might respect and understand the science of wearing them, yet at the same time, it just still feels a little bit alien and, you know, impersonal, may these words of this prayer bless you. And if you've got the pastoral letter, maybe print it out, maybe cut round it so that you can put this near your face mask and remember that you can be a blessing even if you're wearing it. Let's pray. Creator, as I prepare to go into the world, help me to see the sacrament in the wearing of this cloth. Let it be an outward sign of an inward grace, a tangible and visible way of living love for my neighbours, as I love myself. Christ, since my lips will be covered, uncover my heart, that people would see my smile in the crinkles around my eyes. Since my voice will be muffled, help me to speak clearly, not only with my words, but with my actions. Holy Spirit, as the elastic touches my ears, remind me to listen carefully and full of care to all those I meet. May this simple piece of cloth be shield and banner, and each breath that it holds be filled with your love. In your name and in that love, I pray. May it be so. May it be so. Amen. So here are some takeaways from this message. I really want to recommend Santorini Bar and Grill in Headingley and Dino's on Queenswood Drive. I think they are two great takeaways, and it's wonderful that takeaways are still open in this time of lockdown. But on a serious note, here are some real serious takeaways that will help us and other people no end spiritually. One, remember that your face mask is a means of grace. Stay safe with it. But the second point is, take the invisible mask off. Be real with God and those you trust. This is how we can share and receive the love of Jesus, and this is how we can become more like him, even during this challenging time of lockdown. Mask on, mask off. God bless you all this week.